Well, the federal government says productivity will be a key pillar in tonight's budget. The Treasurer says a productivity package will incentivise states to adopt reforms aimed at speeding up housing approvals and construction. Productivity Commission says regulation is adding up to $320,000 to the cost of an average home, and it's urging the government to embrace wider economic reforms. Danielle Wood chairs the commission and joins me now. Danielle Wood, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally. Happy Budget Day.
Happy Budget Day to you. The Treasurer says productivity will be at the heart of the budget. Do you believe him?
Look, I do think that it's clear the government is taking this challenge seriously. And, you know, the Treasurer has been talking about productivity really since the last election. We had the Economic Reform Roundtable. And I think the government really understands the importance of getting productivity moving again so that we can see everyone's wages grow and living standards improve. And, you know, I think there's some early signs that there's some serious movement in the budget.
Your own research shows regulation in housing is costing the economy more than $28 billion a year. What are the biggest drags on the construction sector right now?
Look, this is such an important issue because we know housing is, you know, a massive concern, the affordability of housing. And, you know, key to that is actually getting supply moving. Our work does show that there are a number of issues at play. There is planning regulation, which just makes it harder to build the houses we need near jobs, near infrastructure. There's these very convoluted approvals processes which involve state and local governments, which just slow down the time to get things built. And then there's the issue of connections to infrastructure, particularly for greenfields development. So all of those are playing into a world where we're actually slower at building houses than we were 30 years ago.
The government is putting new money on the table to incentivise the states to adopt key reforms. Do you think that will be effective?
Look, I am hopeful that that will be effective. We know that they've had a go at this in the past through the Housing Accord, which was trying to incentivise new supply. The challenge with that was that there are some aspects in supply that are just outside of the hands of the states. So, you know, what's happening to global supply chains is one example. What this is doing is basically saying if you adopt, you know, this reform to your planning system or this increase in speed in your approvals process, you will get money from the Commonwealth to doing that. So I think that's as strong as an incentive as you can get for states to undertake the reforms that we need them to.
You've declared that the government's $1.2 million new home target is not going to be met. Do these reforms bridge some of that gap?
Look, I think they will certainly help with supply over time. As I said, we know these regulations are holding back supply to the extent that we are putting money on the table, or the government's putting money on the table to help incentivise states to remove those regulations. Over time, we should see a supply response, and that's exactly what we need.
Danielle Wood chairs the Productivity Commission and is my guest this morning on Radio National Breakfast. Danielle, changes to capital gains tax discounts and negative gearing are expected in this budget. Do we know what shift that might have on housing supply and affordability, or does it depend on the way in which it's executed?
So anything in the tax space is going to depend on the detail, and I don't think we have an exact sense of what the package is at the moment. I mean, what I can say is, you know, there's a fair amount of work that suggests that if you change in some way capital gains tax and negative gearing, that will have modest downward impact on house prices. It is fairly modest, but that impact is coming about because you're making housing less attractive to investors. So you do get more first home buyers in the mix, fewer investors in a world where there is some change to that combination of tax concessions.
The government has also earmarked significant savings from the National Disability Insurance Scheme. You've highlighted prevention programs as a significant productivity opportunity in health delivery. What does the government need to do in this area?
Look, you know, I think it's well known that we tend to underinvest in prevention and early intervention in this country. And there's growing evidence, you know, not just in the health system, but in areas of social services, that if governments can get involved early, provide more intensive supports, you can obviously end up with better outcomes for those people, but also save money down the track. So we've recommended a prevention fund, which is really about trying to go after some of those evidence-backed opportunities to improve long-term budget positions, but to improve health and social outcomes for Australians.
The current economic environment is a time of stubborn inflation and significant international uncertainty. Is this a time for reform in the budget?
Look, I would argue that it just makes reform more important. And I know that that is challenging when it feels like everything is up in the air. But we need, as a country, to be more resilient to these international shocks. One of the best ways we can do that is making sure that we are match fit at home. We need to make sure that our economy is flexible, that it is productive, that we do have strong wages growth. All of that is going to be helpful for helping us withstand whatever it is that the world's going to throw at us.
What will a successful budget look like from a productivity perspective?
Look, I think it is a productivity package that takes serious steps across a number of fronts. I always struggle with this, Sally, because, you know, whenever you look at a good productivity package, it will look a bit like a laundry list of different reforms. That reflects the fact that, you know, there is just so many hairballs and things gumming up our economy. We need governments to take serious action across a number of different areas. So if I see a compelling productivity package that does that, that's success, certainly from the lens that I look at the budget.
Danielle Wood, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.